Warheads Weekly! Again!
To quote Michael Jordan the first time he unretired from the NBA, I'm back. More specifically, we're back. Monty and Rhett, right again. Warheads Weekly is back after a long hiatus, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? To quote Brett Favre after the second time he retired from the NFL, hey, some of the boys and I were thinking about getting Arby's at halftime. Are you in? Because we're both definitely fully
both
in on this episode.
We're in the beautiful state of Colorado. We're at 10,000 feet elevation. We're drinking lots of water so we don't get altitude sickness and die.
POAC.
POAC for life. For those of you that don't know, that means pee often and clear, which is what you should be doing if you drink a lot of water.
You should be doing that just in general. Even if you're listening to this at like 600 feet above sea level, like just drinking lots of water is healthy. It's a part of a regular, like, awesome diet.
This segment of Warheads Weekly is brought to you by the chemical compound H2O.
It always goes down smooth.
So, a lot of things have happened since the last time we came to you with Warheads Weekly. Basically, what happened is we used to always record Warheads Weekly on Monday nights, and then softball season started, and all the games were on Monday nights, and so we didn't have time to record them anymore, so we stopped.
Yeah.
And we're sorry.
Yeah, we found that the softball season that we had dedicated this whole podcast to had become the one thing that had destroyed it.
So we're sorry about that.
It was tragic, really. It was very...
Part of me was missing.
Yeah.
But no more.
Shakespearean, almost.
But no more, because we're back. And lots of things have happened in the sports world since we've last been with you. I want to just give a quick shout-out to Travis Wilcoxon before we jump into this segment. Travis has been my main source of sports news over the past month or so, as I've been here with no cell phone service.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk about sports.
Yeah.
Like we always do.
As much as this podcast is generally a duo, we cannot forget that Travis Wilcoxon is always an integral part of what
is
the organization that is Warheads Weekly.
He is the unspoken third member of the dynamic
And guess
duo.
What? It's just been spoken.
So the first thing we're going to talk about is, since we've been away, there's been a little development happen in the world of world football, or world
football,
if you will. And that is that a little country called the United States of America is now the best team at soccer in the world.
Apparently.
Because the women's team just won the Women's World Cup. It was in Canada.
It was for women.
It was, yeah. No men played in it, I don't think.
Nope. Not as far as we know.
So, the U.S. women's team makes it to the finals. They play Japan in the finals, who they also played in the last World Cup.
Uh-huh.
And beat them then.
Yes.
And it was a sound thrashing.
I think the entire nation. Like, we really just worked out a lot of... we got over a lot of emotional trauma from the last World Cup. We all got through it together. We won 5-2.
Yep.
Carly Lloyd had a hat trick.
In, like, no time at all, hardly.
In, like, no
time.
It
was ridiculous.
She might have scored 4. Did she score 4?
No, I think she just had 3.
No, she had 3 in it.
She had
an assist.
That's what it was.
Carly Lloyd's a boss.
So, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Also, while that was going on, the U.S. men's team, which is it's a soccer team of men from the United States,
mm-hmm.
they went to a little place called the Netherlands, which, if you don't know, is a pretty good nation at soccer,
mm-hmm.
soundly defeated them.
Yes.
I say soundly.
Soundly defeated them in the 89th minute with a goal to win 3-2, or 4-3, actually.
They soundly staged a comeback and took the win.
Yeah, soundly squeaked by them with flying colors.
Then traveled to a little nation you might have heard of called Germany.
We went to the heart of Germany, into Berlin.
Which won the World Cup last year, mind you.
Mm-hmm. And we sent the Germans, we didn't send them, we kept the Germans right where they were, packing.
Yeah, because they.
Uh huh.
Because we were in Germany, we weren't. Yeah.
We said.
We still went packing.
Uh huh. We're going.
But not
to
because
the,
we lost.
We're gonna go ride the fun best team in the world roller coaster ride, and we're sorry you have to stay here because you have to be, yay tall to ride the ride, and you are not Germany because we scored 2 goals against you, and you only scored 1, which means we win.
Exactly.
That's the key of the game.
So all of that happened. The U.S. also beat Guatemala in a friendly. And now they're playing in the Gold Cup.
And we're tearing it up.
Which is a tournament, and I believe the winner gets a cup made of gold.
Yep.
And so basically what's happening is that the U.S. is beating everyone.
Yeah.
They did have one draw against Panama.
But we had already, like, we had nothing to gain in, like, winning that game. And so it was all of our backups, really.
Yeah. And
for the most part.
Beat Cuba soundly 6-0 yesterday.
It was great.
Who do we play next? Panama?
We play Jamaica.
Jamaica. That's what I said. We're playing Jamaica, man, in our next game.
In the semifinal.
And I say we because
we are
all
American.
Citizens of America are an integral part of the U.S. men's national team.
Yeah. I'm Native American, so I'm super American.
So, yeah, there's that. Interesting developments is that Clint Dempsey, the captain, he's been the captain for what, like 2 years?
Yeah, two.
Ish.
He's
been
the
captain for like a year and a half. Yeah, let's go with that.
A certain amount of time.
Is no longer the captain. It may or may not be related to the fact that he took an official's notebook and ripped it to shreds.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, who knows? That
Listen,
might be the reason.
We've lit a fire in his belly, and all he's doing is scoring goals. And
we should have
having large ears, so we're fine.
We should have taken the captain's band away from him a long
years
time
ago, before we even gave it to him the first time. Wow.
We should just give it to him and take it away before
every
game.
Every game. At this, oh, man.
That'd be fantastic.
Unstoppable. But
Michael Bradley is now the U.S. team captain.
Uh-huh.
And he's been playing very well. Clint Dempsey has been destroying. Zardes had a goal yesterday, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
A goal or two.
We've done very well, and I'm proud of
Brad
what this Guzon. Team
Brad Guzon is the U.S. national team's backup captain, backup keeper. I can't talk.
And he's playing so good.
Tim Howard is like, hey.
Sabbatical.
He's like, hey, I'm going to take a break, Brad. You hold down the fort for a while.
And
Brad's
done
like,
that.
I'm doing it.
Done
and he's
exactly
been ripping it up, wrecking shop, all those cliche sayings. He's been playing great.
Yeah.
So the U.S. national team, if you didn't already know, you know now, they're the best soccer team in the world. Now moving on to things much more personal to those listeners of this podcast.
Uh-huh.
Our beloved Willie Warheads.
Our beloved Williamson Warheads. You know, it was a good season. We made a deeper playoff run than we did last year, because we actually participated in the playoffs this year.
Mainly because we were there for it.
We were there! And we won a game.
We did.
I was there for that.
We finished... But the interesting development about the postseason tournament is that the winner of the tournament, who officially the people that like got the trophy and like you won the league, was Roper Buick. And those of you who are dedicated followers to the Warheads know that the Willie Warheads are the only team in the Joplin City League Silver Division that was able to beat Roper Buick all season. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the Willie Warheads are the
We won
One
the league!
Which
we are
we
the
said
champions!
We would do. We've been saying it for months.
Uh-huh.
It happened. I almost said the U.S. It was a victory
we
for
might
America.
As well be Team USA.
Because the Willie Warheads
are the champions, true champions.
I don't care who's got the trophy. I don't care who's got the best record. We beat the team that no one else could beat.
And no one else beat the team that no one else could beat.
Yeah, that's why they're the team no one else could beat.
That would make sense. We
and
won!
So, the Willie Warheads are the best team in the league. We celebrated. We had some celebrations.
Uh-huh.
We played some FIFA.
Lots of FIFA.
Well, that was kind of a get. We were going to play FIFA regardless. But the
Man.
Willie Warheads won a championship.
We won it. We won that ship.
I give MVP to Shane Robinson.
Shane Robinson by far and away the MVP.
It's been months since the season ended, so I don't really remember anything, but I remember Shane doing things and doing them well.
So, Shane,
if you're listening to this,
shout out to Shane.
We love you.
You're a beautiful man.
You're great.
You do inhuman things on the softball.
On the softball
square turned sideways that's a diamond.
Okay, there we go. And so there's that. I'm glad you all are aware of that now if you weren't already. The Warheads have broken off into their OTAs, off doing various things. I myself, as well as beloved Jared Easy Bake Baker and Trevor Manimal Sill, are working at Camp Como. Really a lot of high altitude training for our lungs, getting us in shape for softball season next year.
I've been doing a worship internship, so I really haven't been doing much physical activity at all, and I'm shocked that I haven't gained any weight over the summer, but I am in no shape, which is okay because, as you remember, I play catcher and I'm only expected to run 90 feet at a time.
It's only 60 feet.
60 feet at a time.
Occasionally he goes to leg day, so that's great.
Uh-huh. I've done leg day twice.
What's Mac the Creed Johnson been up to?
Mac the Creed Johnson has been working, like, cleaning up oil sites and, like, taking down old oil sites that are no longer used in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma, day in and day out. He is a hardworking man who is beautiful and should be featured on, like, a Chevy Silverado commercial or something.
He should get married.
He should probably get married sometime around early August.
So, yeah, let's plan on that. All right. Who else? Cool. I'm trying to think who else is doing things this summer. Drake Holderman got married. He's in Lexington, Kentucky, getting ready for next season, drinking Ale 8. Travis Wilcoxon, who we have already mentioned, also got married. Uh-huh. He is now living in the great
state.
He's definitely a state. It's Kansas. Granola, Kansas.
And he is preaching the word, proclaiming the gospel, saving souls.
He went to a birthday party yesterday.
For a small child
in his congregation.
Preaching duties.
He actually does his job.
Uh-huh.
Which we were all a little worried about.
Very skeptical.
But Travis is doing that. He has a dog now, Charles.
Charles.
Who Rhett and I are both ecstatic to get to meet in a month or so. Charles Wilcoxon.
We're XYZ static. We're examining our zippers because we're so, like, we just want to make sure that, like, the dog doesn't think we're losers. That's how ecstatic we are. But, you know, other warheads have been out doing things.
And that
Josh Howerton's in Indianapolis.
Josh Howerton is in Indianapolis, Indiana, doing ministry, playing doing guitar, ministry. Being attractive. He sent me a video the other day of him trying to get a fainting goat to faint.
Ah.
I'm not sure what physical traits that will improve in him. However, if he can figure out how to get a fainting goat to faint whenever he wants it to, it will make him a better softball player.
It will.
Logsdon is, well, he wasn't on the team. He wasn't on the team, but he's a cook this summer.
He's a cook, cooking up some doubles if he joins the team.
So that'll be good. Clayton Patrick's holding down the fort in Joplin.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend and roommate Seth Brown is working on the lake at docks, and I'm sure that's hard.
I don't even know what lake.
Lake of the Ozarks, I believe.
Ah, so, that one.
Yeah, it's not great. I'm not going to defend it. So anyway, that's what your Warheads are up to. We're glad that you now know that they're the best team in the Joplin City League.
And if you are on the Warheads and you are doing stuff... Also, Shane, our MVP, is out on camp teams again for the second year.
He is putting camp teams on his back, just like he did the team. We're on the same page.
I'm trying to think. If you are a Warhead and we have forgotten about... We have not mentioned you...
Tweet at us at hashtag
you guys are both jerks and I hate you, Warheads Weekly Edition.
That's way too long of a hashtag.
Okay, hashtag
Warheads Summer.
Hashtag Warheads Summer.
Or you can use the other one. I really don't care.
Yeah, just do whatever.
Tweet at us because we're not trying to leave anyone out. We care about each and every one of you, Warheads.
Yeah, we do.
So moving on to the next thing. Another thing that happened is that the NBA season ended.
Yeah.
And the Golden State Warriors won the championship.
LeBron James single-handedly took the Cleveland Cavaliers to the finals and won two games on his own.
And Steph Curry...
Steph Curry won four.
Steph Curry with the shot, boy, to quote Drake.
And the Spurs have become an animal again.
Yeah, this thing that happens in the offseason called free agency...
It happened.
And Greg Popovich, if you didn't already know, the coach of the San Antonio Spurs, is a wizard.
Uh-huh.
Rhett, why don't you tell us some more about it?
Well, Popovich, you see, he likes to bring in guys that'll fit his system. And what he really wanted was a power forward to take over for Tim Duncan, who is definitely top five NBA player of all time.
Oh, no kidding. Most underrated player in NBA history.
Already be in the Hall of Fame. And he's only got about a year left in his life. But who knows, he could go for another five.
Career. What? Life.
In his life. He might die. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, you might die later today. Do you know where you're going eternally? Just think about it. Continue listening to our podcast. But they need a power forward, and the Spurs went out and got two. Not only did they get two, they got the two best power forwards on the market. They got LaMarcus Aldridge from Portland, who is a walking double-double. And has been an NBA All-Pro before. I don't know if he was All-Pro last season, but he is...
Had a real good year.
Very, very high-quality player. All-star level player, easily. And then they went and got David West, who is maybe a year or two past his all-star ceiling, but is a fantastic shooter as a mid-range shooter, and is tough and is gritty and knows how to win. And they got him to drop a $12 million contract for next year and come to play for the league minimum, which is roughly $1.2 million. And
that's ridiculous to me.
Yeah, he's giving up $10 million to come play for the Spurs. The Spurs are very good. The West is going to come down to the Warriors, the Clippers, the Thunder, and the Spurs, really. And then they're going to beat the crap out of whoever comes out of the East, which is probably going to be the Cavs again.
Yeah, because maybe the Bulls.
Mm-hmm. And so, finals prediction in mid-July here. I'm going to say that the Spurs beat the Cavs again in Spurs and six over the Cavs. Mm. No, Spurs and seven. The Cavs will stretch them.
I'm going to say Spurs and five.
Woo!
Over the Bulls. I'm going to say the Bulls get it together.
The Bulls make it.
But that's what we're going to go with. Very quickly, before we wrap up, we are less than a month away from the Barclays Premier League, mm-hmm. which is a soccer league in England, getting started again.
Yeah.
And we are, how far are we away from the NFL season, Rhett?
We are somewhere around 55 days.
So, very quickly, we're going to give you a quick preview of both of these leagues.
Both football leagues.
Both of the footballs. Premier League.
Premier League.
Some big storylines. Manchester United. Number one storyline is that Henry Boyd is now a fan of Manchester United.
That's a big deal. That's a big time
big,
fan
big
signing.
Transfer as he leaves to
Especially in
Liverpool.
The Missouri every yeah. Considering that there's only about 50 some odd soccer fans in Missouri, for Manchester to steal away Henry Boyd from lowly Queens Park Rangers and Liverpool, that's a big deal. They've also been spending money elsewhere. They've bought players the likes of Bastian Schweinsteiger from Bayern Munich, Morgan Schneiderlin from Southampton,
Memphis Depay
from PSV. They have been loading down their roster with talent, all in the midfield, so they're going to have to figure out some way to play all these players. And then also I heard that they're lobbing a $35 million bid for Robert Lewandowski from Bayern Munich, and they are lodging a $30 million bid for Sergio Ramos, the center back from Real Madrid. So they just want to give away all their money.
Yep, they have lots of money. They want to give it
and
to other people.
What's going on is they are tracing the current champions, Chelsea. I am currently wearing a Chelsea shirt and am currently forever supporting the Chelsea Blues. And what's going on with Chelsea is that they're just trying to make the team deeper. Jose Mourinho's got a plan. He won the Premier League fairly easily last year. Was very dominant, came about 3 points shy of the single season points record, and is getting his club geared up. The only real news out of there right now is the addition of Ramadel Falcao on loan, who could be one of the best strikers in the world, but has had an atrocious season last year coming off of an ACL injury. And
really their only hole was replacing Drogba.
Yeah.
Who's their backup striker.
Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of youth coming in, too. So it's gearing up to be a very tight race
yep.
between Manchester United and Chelsea.
Yep. Other storylines?
NFL.
Can I talk about?
Talk about Tottenham.
Okay. Well, first I was going to say Raheem Sterling, the starlet from Liverpool, refused to stay at Liverpool, and so he was sold to Manchester City, which will be interesting as Manchester City adds him to go along with some other attackers.
Yeah, and they paid a lot of money for him.
They paid lots of the monies. We're not sure because
49 million pounds.
Which we don't really trust Google currency, so we don't really know exactly how much that is. But it's somewhere around. It's a lot. And my beloved Tottenham Hotspur, the Super Spurs, have added, really their big addition has been the addition of Toby Alderweireld, who mm-hmm. is a defensive back, and it will be great because he has a lot of experience playing alongside Jan Vertonghen, who they have played together at Ajax, mm-hmm. and as well as on the Belgian national team. And it just so happens that Jan Vertonghen is Tottenham's best defender.
Yeah!
And so that makes the back line very better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see tip-top Tottenham on August 8th as they kick off the season playing Manchester United at Old Trafford, which is where Manchester United plays.
That is going to be a good game.
NFL. Lastly,
let's go to the sport that this country truly loves and adores, and that I think is first in everyone's heart, really. NFL. I'm excited. Big storylines. Darrelle Revis left the New England Patriots and went back to the New York Jets, his old team, for another lots of monies. The Patriots have also given away every single good cornerback that they have had. I don't know what they're doing.
You only need to make one interception a year, apparently.
Uh-huh. The 49ers have completely imploded, and they just don't even look like the same team anymore. The Rams. Denver's offensive line is in shambles, but may or may not actually end up being pretty good. We have a lot of young guys. It's just unproven. We don't know.
Nick Foles is now our St. Louis Ram.
Nick Foles is a Ram.
That's going to be fun to watch because the Rams finally gave up on Sam Bradford's knees and sent him to Philadelphia.
Where he's probably going to do really, really, really well.
Yep, playing in that spread offense. Philadelphia has more quarterbacks than they know what to do with. Tim Tebow's back in the league at Philadelphia.
Dallas had the best running back in the league and then let him go to a team in their own division in Philadelphia.
And they're going to have to play him twice a year, so that kind of sucks for them. Jameis Winston is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And I feel like we don't have to go into detail to tell you how we feel about Jameis Winston. We had Rhett's brother try to run a faster 40 than him.
And almost did.
He almost did it. And he was running in sweatpants and tennis shoes with
and
a hat on.
Hadn't run a 40-yard dash like in like several years and never played any football, really.
Where did Mariota? Marcus Mariota's a
Tennessee
is
Titan.
A Titan.
That'll be interesting to see.
A couple good rookie quarterbacks. We'll see how the year goes.
Yeah. And then another big thing is wide receivers getting paid. Just about 3 days ago, Demaryius Thomas of the Denver Broncos and Dez Bryant of the Dallas Cowboys both signed $70 million five-year contracts.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot. I mean, they're not going to go hungry. Don't worry about them. Like, still pray for them, but, like, don't worry.
Don't pray
that
they have food.
They're not collecting food stamps. They're fine. Jason Pierre-Paul, the Giants defensive end, blew his hand up with a firework on 4th of July. And that's an interesting situation. Another lesser-known cornerback for the Buccaneers that his name escapes me. He's not very good, but, I mean, considering the level that he's trying to play at. He also had a similar incident and lost two fingers. And so that's tragic, probably end of his career. So what we're saying is if you're in the NFL, stay away from things that explode.
Come to Colorado, they don't let you shoot off fireworks
on
the 4th of July. I learned that lesson.
That's so
not frustrating. Well, this has been Warheads Weekly Summer Edition. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully we'll tune in soon. We've got some big news possibly in the works of what Warheads Weekly might look like in the fall.
We're going to go back to the workshop, go back to the lab.
The drawing board. The playbook.
The drawing lab of places, and we're going to figure it out.
But stay tuned with our Twitter page, at Weekly. Until then, I'm Monty French.
And I am Red Johnson.
And this has been Warheads Weekly Summer Edition.
Summer Edition of Warheads Weekly!